From Spark and Anvil and RoboForge, this is Sense, in Chapter 1 of the RoboForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Sense is a careful bat-tween. She wears a chunky workshop vest. A small charm hangs from it. It's a tiny sensor array. She also carries a special card. This perception card lists every sensor a robot can use: ultrasonic, infrared, camera, touch, even a line follower. Next to each sensor, it tells what job it's best for.
Sense is small. She watches everything. Her fur is cool ultrasound blue. Soft silver stripes run through it. She always pays close attention. She wants to know what a robot can and cannot see or feel. The robot only knows what it can sense, she often says. Choose the senses for the job.
This is super important. Sense teaches about sensors plus perception. It's the robot building secret of the robot knows only what it senses. Think about it. A robot has no eyes, no ears, no sense of touch, not unless you give it sensors. Each sensor is good at some things, but it also has blind spots. An ultrasonic sensor measures distance. It's great for seeing how far away a wall is, but it might miss a soft curtain or a fluffy pet. Infrared sensors spot things nearby. They can tell if something is right in front of them, but bright sunlight can confuse them. They get all mixed up. Cameras see a lot, but a robot needs a super fast brain to understand what a camera sees. That's a lot of work. Sense's job is to teach kids this. You have to match the sensor to the task. A robot that follows a line, it needs a line sensor, pointing down. A robot that avoids walls, it needs an ultrasonic sensor, pointing forward. A robot that picks things up, it needs touch sensors on its gripper, so it knows when it's holding something.
All right, team, Sense chirped, her ears twitched. Today, we build a maze solver. Bolt, who loved to build, grinned. Cool, so it just drives through? Sense shook her head slowly. Not quite. First, we list the task. Then we pick the senses. Match them carefully. She held up her perception card. Task, navigate a maze without hitting walls. Bolt tapped his chin. So it needs to know where walls are. Exactly, Sense said. What senses could tell it that? A camera? Suggested Pip, always thinking big. Sense considered. A camera sees a lot, but for a simple maze, it's like using a whole library to find one word. Too much information, too slow. Touch sensors? Offered another student, Fleck. Then it knows when it hits a wall. Sense made a funny frown. Yes, it would know, after it already hit the wall. That's too late for navigating, isn't it? The kids giggled. Yeah, that's just bumping, Bolt said. So what's left? Sense asked. She pointed to the ultrasonic option on her card. Ultrasonic, Bolt shouted. It measures distance. Perfect, Sense beamed. It's good for seeing how far away walls are. We'll put one on the front, pointing forward. Bolt grabbed a small ultrasonic sensor. He carefully mounted it on their robot. What if the maze has turns? Pip wondered. Or openings on the side? Sense nodded. Good thinking, Pip. Maybe a second ultrasonic sensor, pointing to the side, to detect openings. Bolt found another sensor. He attached it. Now imagine this robot without these senses, Sense explained. It would just drive forward. It would bump into every wall. It would be lost. She paused. It would have no idea where it was going. It would be like me trying to find my socks in the dark, Flick mumbled. Sense chuckled. Exactly. But with these ultrasonic sensors, it can see the walls. It can steer around them. It can find its way. Servo, their wise mentor, watched. He gave a small smile. The robot's intelligence, Sense continued, comes from its senses and the program that uses them. No sensor means no perception. No perception means no intelligence. She looked at the robot. Its senses are its mind's eye.
So can we just add all the senses? Pip asked, holding up a handful of different sensors, like a camera and infrared and touch and ultrasonic and a line follower and... Sense held up a paw. Whoa, whoa, hold on, Pip. Pip stopped, looking confused. Sense's craft is choosing the right senses, Sense explained gently, not adding every sensor. Why not? Pip asked. More senses are better, right? Think about it, Sense said. More sensors mean more wires. More wires mean more things to connect. More things to connect mean more places for mistakes. She picked up a tangled mess of wires, like this spaghetti monster. It's hard to make sense of. And more sensors mean more code, added Bolt, remembering a past project. The robot's brain gets too busy. Exactly, Sense agreed. It's like trying to listen to 10 conversations at once. You hear nothing clearly. So sometimes less is more? Flick asked. Sometimes right is more, Sense corrected. The right sensors are better than more sensors. They make the robot smart, not just cluttered. The kids looked at the robot. They saw the two ultrasonic sensors. They looked simple, but they were powerful.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sense. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.